Shy High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome back to Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson with Tammy Slowiak as number three, Ari. They've just given us first names here, Ari, Elena, and Peeps. Going to be followed by Mel, Grabby, and Maddie, and then Kira, Avery, and Hallie with Tara as the flex. And so against Lakin McKeithrin, a called strike one here. And quickly, Tammy, let's get you the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it?
Well, similar to what we've talked about earlier today, it's playing solid defense, being selective with the pitches, and putting the ball in play. Smart base running and score more runs than the other team.
There you go. That's your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. For Elena Halverson back at our WOGO studio, if you could talk with Dawson and help him get the, we're hearing the programming in our headset, so if we can get that removed, that would be greatly appreciated. As the ball rolled up, and one and two now from the senior, number two, Lakin McKeithrin, against the leadoff hitter, Ari. And again, I know that we do have the full roster, but I mean, again, to just kind of explain, Superior lost to D.C. Everest. Apparently, D.C. Everest scored six or seven runs early and then was able to go on and defeat Superior. And then Superior had a bye because Westosha Central is not here. So Superior kind of fresh off of that bye, and this is on the consolation side of things here for Chippewa, scoring off against Superior. Meanwhile, it sounded like Kenosha Bradford and Kimberly was a great game, won by Kenosha Bradford as they stay unbeaten on the season. A tap or foul on the right side. Again, I think as we look at the postseason, I think Lakin McKeithrin certainly, you can make the case, she did pitch in game two the other day and was hit pretty good by Superior, but I think you can certainly make the case as a senior who's experienced and such that she'd be one of those under serious consideration in the postseason. And there's the throw from Romanowski at third for the out. Score it 5-3 as Ari is retired, and it brings up Elena for Superior, their second baseman. Ari is their pitcher. And thanks to our Elena, who taking care of things on that side of to get the previous programming out of our headsets. Appreciate that. And again, we'll get fuller names and information as the afternoon moves along here against Superior. Although, you know, it's interesting because I did do Superior. I just didn't hold on to everybody's roster. We had the doubleheader against Superior earlier in the season.
You don't usually see a lineup with just first names. I'll see if I can get a roster from
right,
there.
Right, right. Yeah, they do have it. And it's available on the scan, I guess. All right, 2-0 now to their second baseman for the Cardinals, winning the coin flip. But that's what happened earlier. It wasn't just a matter of there's a swing and a miss. Superior in the powder blue uniforms with the red numerals, and well, I should say white numerals with the red trim, and a bit of a pinstripe uniform. Good-looking uniforms. And Jai with the home white again and the red numerals and lettering and the black trim and black pants for the Cards as we start game number two. 2-2 now to the Superior second baseman going by Elena. This is maybe just tribute to Pele. Everybody going by one name. I like Peeps. Peeps is third.
Yes.
The catcher. And a ball misses. 3-2 now from McKeithrin, the senior right-hander for the Cards. She goes by either 2 or 22. 2 today. A 3-2 pitched, and this one ground and foul on the third baseline, so the Superior second baseman staying alive here. Shahai losing to Middleton earlier by a final score of 6-1, and now in this contest here, just underway here against Superior, the ball foul on the third baseline. And hitting from the right side is Elena, the second baseman for Superior. The count full now, 3-2. One out, no one on base. And the pitch from McKeithren, and solid shot up the middle, base hit for the Superior second baseman. So she's aboard, and it brings up the catcher, Peeps. Peeps, number 10, with Mal, the third baseman, in the on-deck circle.
Peeps' name is Paige Johnson.
Okay.
Got that for you.
Kind of like Peeps better. No, just Paige Johnson. All right, good. Thanks. And Johnson, number 10, squares to bunt. And then coming out of there, Lauren Shepard ready to fire over to first if need be. So the Cards will come out of here, love to come out of this Cardinal Invitational, obviously 2-1, and with a two-game winning streak after having seen a losing streak go to 3, getting swept in the doubleheader at New Richmond, and then losing 6-1 earlier, and really kind of the offensive explosion that they had earlier as the count 1-1 to Paige Peeps Johnson, the catcher. Wide-open stance, number 10, as McKeithren checks her wrist. Mel on deck, the catcher. And this one hit well to left center field, and that's going to be all the way back against the fence, and it hopped over, actually. And I think that's a ground rule double, isn't it? Was that out of here? No, it's out of here.
Oh,
that's a home run. My apologies. I thought it was... I thought it had hit in the field, and it got out of here for a home run. So if you're going to have a bad home run call, have it be for the opposition, I guess. And a two-run homer for Peeps Johnson, and Superior leads it 2-0, Tammy.
It was left center, and obviously got a hold of that. And there's not much you can do about that.
Yeah, it was
bounce back.
Well hit for sure by Paige off of Lakin. And driving it back there and giving it pursuit, the Cardinal outfielders, Steinmetz and Sanborn, but 2-0 just like that. And a swing and a miss. And
this is Mal Luastari.
Okay. And one thing to keep in mind is that, and no excuses here, but Chippewa actually playing their third game, and for Superior, their second. So, but I know the Cardinals are saying, hey, no excuses. One now to Luastari, the third baseman, with Gabby, the left fielder, on deck. And the pitch, swing and a foul back. The count goes to 1-2 to Luastari. So after the initial ground out to third, and Romanowski handling that chance well, a single and a home run by Paige Johnson, the dangerous catcher. And the ball rolled in for 2-2 from McKeithren. Setting the Cardinals defensively, you've got McKeithren, the pitcher here, as all five of the Cardinal pitchers have been out there today. And then you got Lauren Shepard catching, Allie Geist at first, Michael Burrow at second, Kenneth Johnston at short, Georgia Romanowski at third base, Olivia Sanborn at left, Paige Steinmetz in center as a ball misses 3-2, and Emma McElwam in right field. So in the last game, we saw a lot of the subs, a lot of the reserves in, seniors and otherwise for the Cardinals. And now back to the regular starting lineup. 3-2 pitch, ball high on the rise ball, so Luastari gets the free pass from Lakin. And her first walk of this game. And it brings up Gabby, the left fielder.
Gabby Sari. Mm-hmm. S-A-A-R-I.
Some of these names familiar since we did do the doubleheader. I apologize. I can't remember which doubleheader I did by myself. I think you were with me against...
I was not
Marshfield?
Here.
Marshfield.
Yes.
You were with, yeah. Right. Yeah, you didn't see Superior yet. So strike one. Called strike one to Sari. Well, be nice to get out of this here with no further damage. But right now it's one out, one on, and two in for Superior. In the top half of the first, McKeithren, the senior, deals. Fouled back. 0-2 to Sari. As they're saying these names, they're kind of like, oh, yeah. Not that I could have pulled them out, but.
Well, that would be impressive.
Yeah, yeah. 1970 sports trivia. That's my Jeopardy category of choice. As a kid, my memory was better. Strike three, and so Sari retired on the first strikeout for McEthren, and it brings up Maddie, the
Schilling.
Center fielder.
Maddie Schilling.
All right.
The junior.
And Lake and McEthren facing the left-handed hitting Schilling. First lefter and a called strike. Third and final game of the day. Anybody wants to stick around and play four, we'll have pickup softball later. Enjoyed the pulled pork sandwich and a muffin from the concession stand. So,
Swing and a miss, strike two. Are we calling the pickup game, you and I?
You can play. I actually have work at the station and time to get home to watch the movie that you said you saw.
Oh.
Swing and a miss, strike two to Shelley. Make it strike three. All right, so the first half of the first is over, but not before Superior gets a two-run homer from Peeps Johnson in the middle of one from the Cardinal Invitational. It's Superior 2, Chahai coming up on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
D-E-G-R-A-E-F.
Chai gets their opportunity here as we start the bottom half of the first inning, and for the Cards it'll be Kenneth Johnson, Olivia Sanborn, Paige Steinmetz, the usual 1, 2, and 3 against Ari Robillard. And she throws a ball low, 1-0 to Johnston. Ken, a lot of times I can share what they've done in one game, but how about through two games? Boy, it would be nice to add all that up. If I wouldn't have been spending time eating that muffin, I could tell you that she had hit by a pitch and single in the first game and had three RBIs and a double in the last game, Kenna Johnston. She's played all of the first two games. So the word is that Kenosha Bradford, Kimberly game was good, and it was Bradford stayed undefeated here. There's the ball low. 3-0 now to Johnston against Robillard. With Peeps Johnson, the catcher. It's just too good of a nickname to pass up. It's a called strike one. You weren't sure about that?
I just kind of read her reaction. She was ready to bounce down to first. And not so fast.
The 3-1 pitch, ball four. So she does take her base, and she gets a lot of walks. She's got a really good eye, like Christian Yelich on the Brewers. And one on and nobody out for the number two hitter, Olivia Sanborn. And she had some good moments today as well. Sanborn, a couple of singles in the first game. And I liked her single. Her last at-bat was really nice at the end of the loss to Kimberly.
Yes, she was aggressive.
Right, Robillard, ball low, 1-0. To Olivia Sanborn, Speedy Sanborn, the Cardinal left fielder, hitting from the left side. The pitch, ball high, 2-0. Setting some of the... Again, trying to do this between games. Robillard, the pitcher, and Peeps Johnson at catcher. And this one hit foul behind us. I don't know if we can work collectively around, but who do we got for first base then? number three at the bottom is the flex player.
She's Tara. The flex player. Yeah. And I didn't get to her last name yet.
Yeah.
Literally the only one I left.
And this one hit to left field, and a base hit drops in there for Sanborn. So runners at first and second for the Cards, and nobody out in the bottom half of the first inning. And Paige Steinmetz now. So the Cardinals, a good start here as they had in the last game against Middleton, but again batted 10 through each of those, and Paige Steinmetz stepping up for Chippewa Falls. Ball bowled in there, and a tough time for the catcher, Johnson, and the runners advance to second and third, both in scoring position now. And again, just a little bit of struggle like that between pitcher and catcher can cause some problems and give a great opportunity. And again, this is more the Chahai softball we're used to. Runners on base, putting the pressure on right away. And this one hit to right center field, and it's going to fall in there for a base hit. One run is going to be in, and the runner at third is going to hold, and the runners at the corners, and the Cardinals on the board, 2-1.
Similar hit as Paige had in the last game, but Superior kept the ball in front of him, only allowing that one RBI.
Right. So, again, solid hitting from Steinmetz and runners at the corners. And there's the called strike to Shepherd. And now the runner caught up in a rundown, and they're trying to get her to score. And now they're going to throw home, diving slide in safe. And the runner goes to second. So, again, Paige Steinmetz trying to bait the throw and work things, delayed it enough, and then running from third base Olivia Sanborn, head first slide, able to score, and the Cardinals in the scoring column.
Paige did a nice job baiting them long enough to, and with Olivia's speed, that was
right.
Really a well-played rundown and score.
And pulling even now at two apiece, again, getting their runs in different ways, as Steinmetz ends up at second. There's really a way to do that, right? There's a way to do it right and a way to do it
there
wrong.
Is.
I mean, you don't want to be tagged out, and but you're able to get the run in and get the runner to second both. I mean, that's ideal.
Right, right.
It's not terrible if Paige ends up at first, but certainly the last thing you want. It was a very close play, though.
Yeah, they were running. They did a nice job running her back to first, but then Olivia, you know, was off third enough that.
Right. A 1-2 pitch, a solid shot up the middle, and a base hit to center for Shepherd, and runners at the corners again for the Cardinals, and nobody out. So again, the same terror at the beginning of the last game that we're seeing continuing with people really dialed in here. So first and third, Shepherd at first and Steinmetz at third. The Cards are going to stick with their catcher to run for herself and Michael Burrow, the Cardinal second baseman now. With nobody out in the game, tied at two. And Burrow hitting from the right side. And earlier today, she's had plenty of opportunities. She walked the last two times in the last game. Actually, now that I think of it, a sub was in for her, and there's a ball getting away. But the one runner advances, but the runner at third holding, a little too close for comfort there as Shepherd gets out to second.
Yep, that ball popped up. It looked like it was gonna. The catcher was going to keep it in front of her. There's really no way to predict that. She could probably could have made it in safe, but that would have been pretty risky.
Burrow had a single and scored in her earlier at bat last game, and this one hit in the air, shallow left field, and going to be caught there by the shortstop for Superior. Goes by Avery, number four for Superior. Ball low, 1-0. 2-2 ball game. The Cards and the Spartans of Superior. A rematch and a ball tap foul. Again, Superior making the long drive. Again, everybody initially had thought there were going to be eight teams here, and it was just last week the Cards learned that Westosha Central was not going to be here. And so that meant that Watertown had a bye in game one. Superior, having lost their first game, had a bye and now facing Chippewa here. And this one tapped short, glove there, throw at the plate, and safe. And the Cardinals, the second time they've had a play at the plate, scoring and take a 3-2 lead on the ground ball by Bauer, as Superior is going to huddle now And Bauer throw at home, and the Cards able to score with Paige Steinmetz and her speed, Tammy.
Yeah, she did a nice job also reading that. You know, could have been, I mean, there obviously was a play at home, but she was in before the tag. And that can, you know, the Superior's now just going to meet, realize that they got to pull together and move forward from there.
So did you score that as a single? I mean, it's...
It's a fielder's choice.
It is a fielder's choice, yeah. And the run scored.
Right.
So the runner returning, Shepherd returns to third, and Bauer at first, and one out for the Cards, and Allie Geist, the first baseman. Looks at a called strike, low. 0-1 to Geist. Allie last game had a double and walked. Waiting and missing that time. 1-1 to Geist.
Terry Dockel behind the plate. I recognize him.
Okay.
It's been umping for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of umps here today with the three per game.
Yeah.
This one grounded foul on the third baseline. Do we have... Yeah, three. Yeah, so a lot of blue around here.
Blends in with Superior.
Making sure the games are well called, right?
Yes.
Only one out as the Cards continue to bat through. They batted through in the first two innings, 10 batters last game against Middleton. And this one, she strikes out Allie Geist, so she's down on strikes to Ari Robillard. Again, Superior was here in Chippewa Falls, two competitive games, sweeping them in a doubleheader earlier in the season. And this one tapped third base and knocked down there, but that's it. And it's an infield single, and it scores Shepherd from third, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2. So the infield single from McElwam, it's the RBI, and it moves Bauer to second. And a swing and a foul back for Georgia Romanowski. So 4-2, the Cardinals answering that two-run homer from Superior with four runs of their own. And again, more of the Cardinal. There's a ball missing. And again, for the Cards, kind of kicking themselves with that loss at New Richmond, going, man, we had their number two pitcher, and it took us four innings to get to her for a single run. What was it? A couple of runs. And this is a ground ball and a diving stop, not able to be gloved by Avery Visker. And the Cards have loaded the bases on the single by the freshman, Romanowski.
Romanowski's having a solid day. Especially be reminded that she's a freshman.
Yeah. And for the second straight game, the Cardinals batting at least 10 in the first inning. They did it against Middleton in the 15-2 win earlier. And now do it leading 4-2 with the bases loaded for Johnston, the Cardinals shortstop. She looks at ball 1-1-0. Johnston walked and scored to get this game started. And earlier had a single and a lineout in the first inning, but a three-run double last game in the second inning, and a called strike, 1-1 to Johnston.
Kind of wanted that one. I wanted to hit that one.
Yeah. Your eligibility ran out just a few years ago.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit outside. 1-1 pitch, and the throw over to third base to try to hold the runner there. And again, the Cards, Bauer at third, McElwam at second, Romanowski at first. 1-2 is your count. Hitting from the left side, Johnston. Kenneth, the senior. The pitch, ball high, way high, and a good job saving it by Peeps Johnson. As the count at 2-2 now to Johnston. Walked earlier, she's got a good eye. Walk will score a run here. This one hit high in the air and all out of play. 2-2. Sanborn on deck if she can reach. Again, striking, they started the last game with 10 batters hitting in the first and second inning. I wouldn't have, you know, been bold to predict they'd do it again. They've done it here. Let's see if there's a ball way high and inside. And ducking is Kenna Johnston, so now the count goes to 3-2. So they're a ball away from going to a 5-2 lead.
Runners will be leaving on this pitch with two outs, bases loaded.
Mm-hmm. The 3-2 pitch, here it is. She looks at a ball, ball four, and there's the walk, and the Cardinals lead it 5-2. Her second walk of the inning. I'm just going to circle BB twice. Why not? So she's on base again. And brings home McKenna Bauer from third. So the Cards had the number 1, 2, 3, 4 in hitters, and then the number 6 hitter all score. And now Olivia Sanborn, the 11th hitter of the inning. Looks at the ball, 1-0. This is beyond even what they did against Middleton when they scored, again, not quite as many runs. They had six runs on 10 hitters. And now their 11th batter of the inning. And this one hit in the air and out of play. And looking for a softball somewhere. I can tell you that turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to sponsor local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The count at 1-1 to Sanborn. Number 2 hitter, her second time batting in the bottom of the first. This one in the air, left field, slicing, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder for Superior, taken in there by Gabby, and the inning comes to an end as Gabby Sari able to make that catch. But not before the Cards score 5. They strand 3, and at the end of 1 from the Cardinal Invitational, it's Chi-Hi 5, Superior 2 on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Forgot the pitcher was hitting.
All right, WOGO Sports back here at Casper at the Cardinal Invitational. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak as number 17 hitting for Superior, Kira Corbett. And Kira Corbett playing is the designated player for Superior, hitting in place of the first baseman. So a 1-2 count here against Lakin McKeithren to start the inning. And this one fouled back. Do you have what Maddie Schilling did to end last inning? She struck out.
Correct.
So 2 strikeouts for McKeithren in the last inning. So the count 1-2 now to Corbett to start the second inning. And there's a ball, misses 2-2. And on deck is Avery Visker and then her sister Hallie Visker. And Avery's the senior, right?
Correct.
Lake and McKeithren, Lake getting behind her. And this is a ground ball, second base. Burroughs got it. Toss over to first for out number one. So 4-3 for that, and Avery Visker now. With Hallie on deck, and Tara Stratton is the first baseman who's the flex today. 5-2 Chippewa after falling behind 2-0 after the 2-run homer by the catcher, Peeps Johnson. Chi-Hi able to score 5 of their own in the bottom of the first. And there's a ball low for McKeithren, 1-0. Well, has that chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. Visker, 1-0 to her. She looks at the ball low. 2-0, and Visker at shortstop for Superior, and what we understand is her sister Hallie in right. The 2-0 count to Visker, the senior, and she smashes one. Base hit to left, and hustling over there, Olivia Sanborn. And a runner on with one out for Superior. And it brings up Hallie Visker. So, you know, sometimes you'd be in the order, but to have your family hitting back-to-back to each other, that's unique.
Yeah, see if they can, if Hallie can help her older sister out here.
Yep. And then the top of the order. So the bottom of the order here for Hallie Visker. Trailing shot high, 5-2. High bunt attempt, and it's going to be caught by Georgia Romanowski. She looks over at first. And good job by the hustling freshman to snag that bunt attempt that went awry for Hallie.
Georgia was on top of that.
Quick
feet, got right underneath it, called it, made the play.
Absolutely. So top of the order now, and this is Ari Robillard, the pitcher. We were talking some about that in terms of pitchers batting, and like the pitcher in the club you managed here back in the day, Brooke Mallory, there are those pitchers that are just so good at hitting. And it was interesting talking to Delaney Barrow's dad, though, behind me. She said that you know, Delaney will play on another team, you know, away from the school, like traveling.
Sure.
Will play second base or pitch or something. But, yeah, during the season, you know, not necessarily getting as many at-bats. He thought that was probably her first at-bat this season. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Robillard looks at the called strike.
According to Max Preps, Robillard's percentage is .448.
Yeah.
So that would make sense why they're using her in the lineup.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And batting leadoff for sure here in the top half of the second inning. The pitcher, McKeithren, pop foul. 1-2 to Ari, who grounded out to third her first time. Chai leads it 5-2. Big five spot in the bottom half of the first inning. And playing Chai softball again, kind of getting back again. New Richmond, that number two pitcher, and it took a while the other day and gave them opportunity, ball high. And if you ask these Chai girls, I mean, they'd probably tell you, you know what, we'd love to get New Richmond again. They'd probably
absolutely
love to have, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. They'd be hungry for that chance. And maybe that'll come. Who knows? 2-2 count to Robillard. And a ball misses 3-2 to the Superior pitcher with Elena DeGraff on deck. The second baseman. And the pitch, low, ball four. So walk for McKeithren here in the second to Robillard. And that's two walks and two strikeouts for the senior right-hander for Chippewa, and it brings up Elena DeGraff, who singled her first time. DeGraff hitting from the right side, number six. And the Cards have pitched all five of their pitchers today from that pitching staff, as they refer to it. And McKeithren called strike. 0-1 to DeGraff. Yeah. Long time sitting today. And as comfortable as these chairs are, at home I won't look for one like it. There's a ball foul. 0-2 now to DeGraff. And again, setting the scene, first and second here for Superior, trailing 5-2, and had two outs and two on.
They'll be running on contact.
And this one smashed left field, and it's going to get in there in front of Sanborn, rounding third and heading for home. And they're going to get in and make it a 5-3 game. So the RBI single for DeGraff off of McKeithren moves runners to first and second. The RBI for DeGraff, and scoring is Avery Visker. And it's 5-3. And I think that is the continuing puzzle for Chi High, is in terms of finding they've got pitching depth. They've got people can pitch. And again, McKeithren is one of those, but came from a game where obviously they lost 8-4 the other day. I think Barrow came in relief of her at the end. Called strike. And Chahai leading here 5-3. Chahai can score, but what about when you run up and again you have huge hopes? You're like, hey, if we could get to the final game and face Kakana, that's kind of the dream. But again, you want the pitcher that's going to deliver for you, that, you know, consistent, right, reliable. And if you don't have a dominant pitcher, you know, somebody who's going to allow you to stay in the ball game as long as possible. As the count 1-1 here to Peeps Johnson. Got to be careful with her. She had a homer last time. And this one in the air, catchable along the third baseline, and it's caught by Johnston. But now before Superior scores another, strands two, and in the middle of two from the Cardinal Invitational, it's Chahai 5, Superior 3 on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And this one smashed to third, and it gets by. Now the runner rounding third. They're going to have a play at the plate. Here's the throw in the hot.
Oh, what a throw.
And he is out.
Cardinals
get him retired. Oh, what a play from left field by Braden Dickerson. He guns down the runner that would have tied the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Robillard now to face the Cardinal leadoff hitter. Paige Steinmetz, Lauren Shepherd, and Michael Burrow, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Chippewa. Leading at 5-3, and if you like offense, we've had a good deal of it here already. As the Cardinals saw Superior score two, answer with five, and then Superior got another one. And make it a 5-3 contest, bottom of number two. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak with ball knocked foul. Lena Halverson back at our WOGO studio for the triple header. And more McDonald softball and baseball coming your way Monday and Tuesday, 4:40 each day, respectively. And winding down the regular season, we'll have Cardinal baseball doubleheader on Friday at 3:10. Third base throw across the diamond is errant for Mel Luistari, and I'm not sure if she would have. It's an error on the throw, but I'm not sure if she would have beat her or not. What do you think?
I think she probably. Well, you know, that's a good point, because it was. I was actually thinking she could have potentially, if she. It looked like to almost be. She was dodging the player making a play for the ball. She might have. If she would have been able to run smooth, she might have been able to advance to second on the overthrow, but. I guess I never processed whether or not she might have been thrown out.
Yeah. And there's a base hit to left. So Lauren Shepherd aboard. So runners at first and second for the Cardinals. So we'll score that, I guess, E5 on Steinmetz's initial hit and then the single for Shepherd. And so first and second. And, again, those Cardinal bats are booming right now. And so, again, you can't, you know, not looking at all to make any kind of excuses for losses that they've had. But I think, I know in talking to Jared afterwards, I mean, the Cards were ahead 2-1 in the 7. There's a shot up the middle and a base hit that's going to get into the outfield and rounding third and heading for home, Paige Steinmetz, and it makes it 6-3, Chippewa. So the single from Michael Burrow, and Steinmetz able to score from second, and advancing to second is Lauren Shepherd, and 6-3, Chippewa. And it brings in McKenna Bauer, the designated player. This one fouled off. She was kind of checking her swing, and it hit her bat. And she hit into a fielder's choice RBI earlier in her previous at-bat, Bauer. And McKenna stayed in there in the last game, had a single. This one hit towards right. And over there is Visker, the sophomore, and she'll make the catch. So a fly out to right. You know, something I saw you do that I, in your stats that I don't do is write if they made the first, second, or third out. That's a little extra. No, that's kind of that's positive. I mean, that's a good idea. I don't know. All sorts of nuances to scoring. All right, so runners at first and second, and one out in Allie Geis now, who struck out her first at bat. Called strike to the Cardinal sophomore first baseman with Emma McElwam on deck. All right, but all in all, you see what I'm saying, right? After we saw the first game and then Middleton and here, like these last two games. And again, one of the things that could be a differentiating factor, there's a ground ball to short, fielded there. They'll get the cutoff at third, the force out from Avery Visker to Mal Luistari. Good play by Visker there to get that lead runner, huh?
That was really a wise move. She had kept her cool, fielded it well, and it's a short throw from short to third.
Right.
But sometimes that can be distracting. We have that runner coming past you.
Yep.
She did a good job.
So that's the second out and brings up Emma McElwam now. But I think even for the Cards, as they look to go deeper in the tournament, it's going to be in terms of handling dominant pitchers. I mean, right? I mean, you can have success.
Absolutely.
And we see it at every level. If they say, well, your team, it doesn't matter. It could be volleyball. It could be basketball. You beat up on lesser competition. No disrespect to Middleton or even Superior. Both are above 500 teams. And the game's only, what, six to three, I think is what it should be on the scoreboard. But the fact is that when you run up to dominant pitchers, and we, again, briefly addressed that with Jared in the pregame, is that that's something for everybody throughout Division I softball is looking to hit better against dominant pitchers.
Exactly.
And that's a huge challenge. There's a ball fouled off. I mean, they say one of the hardest things, again, 0-2 count to McElwam, they say, I mean, one of the hardest things in sports is hitting a baseball.
Yeah.
And again, hitting a fast pitch softball has its challenges too. And when the faster they throw it, the harder it is to hit it, right?
Right.
And
right.
Especially, and there's a shot to right center field, and it's going to get in there. And a good job by McElwam as she rips that. And rounding third and heading for home. Here comes the play at the plate, and they tag the runner.
Ooh.
Safe. Wow. Somehow safe. Somehow they say that Peeps Johnson did not touch the runner, and they both score as McElwam makes it all the way to third on that play.
The ball was there in plenty of time, but Geist did a good job kind of wrapping her slide around and getting her hand across the plate and avoiding the tag.
Wow, impressive.
No discussion from the
yeah,
from
that's
Superior
right.
coach. I mean, so
what a play there.
Really.
There's the ground ball to third, throw over to first, but not before the Cards add three more to the five they had in the first inning through two at the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's Chihai 8 and Superior 3 on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The top of the three, Mal Luastari, Gabby Sari, and Maddie Schilling. The 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Superior. And the count 2-0 to Luastari now, the third baseman, who walked her first time. And this one hit in the air to right field and going over and making the catch for out number one for the Cards is their right fielder, Emma McElwam. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunnison, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Did you guys talk about it at all?
Yeah, she's as confused as I am. I showed her what we had for a book, and she said that that Game Changer has it as two. And I said, I explained who scored.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if it eventually changes. I can't believe their coach isn't saying something.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems odd. And the count now 2-0 to Sari after the fly out to right a moment ago. Sari struck out her last time. And this one grounded to short. Johnston with it. Throw over to first. And dropped by Geist. So Geist put a glove out there and dropped by her. And E3 on that as Sari reaches base. And Maddie Schilling, the center fielder now, who struck out back in the first inning. Hitting from the left side. So what does that mean when you say game changer? What is game changer?
It's a program that they use to keep their it's balls and strikes.
And this one hit foul. I mean, we can go back to the last inning, right? I mean, it's Akira Corbett, she grounded out to second, and then there was a single by Visker, a pop-up by Hallie Visker. Ari Robillard walked. Elena DeGraff had the single and the RBI.
That was where the RBI came
from. Right.
Yeah.
And then there was, I mean, we saw it with our own eyes, and then.
Well, I remember Visker scoring because I remember thinking it'd be nice if her sister.
Yeah, right. So, but to your point, I think I'm surprised too that there's a ball way high and it's going to allow the runner to advance and wild pitch that time for Lakin McKeithren. And Sari advances to second. And the count 1-1 to Schilling. Schilling, the center fielder, against McKeithren. Ball high. 2-1 to Lakin. Hitting from the left side, number 22. Superior losing to DC Everest earlier today. And then had a bye in the last game, so their second game of the day. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nope, strike two. Got ahead of myself.
Premonition.
Well, some of my wishful thinking happened. The other game was only five innings, so that was good. Two balls and two strikes to Maddie Schilling. And the pitch. There's a grounder third by both the third baseman and the shortstop for the Cards, both Romanowski and Johnston. They get the ball in, and the runner advances to second in the process. So a single and an extra base on the throw for Schilling. And, again, Superior can hit.
They can. And they're hitting, you know, the, I mean, Chai High's diving at the ball, and I mean they're hitting the holes. Superior is, and that's the way that the game goes. I guess that's why you play it, right?
Yeah. And Kira Corbett now, the designated player, hitting from the right side, number 17, grounded out to second, her first time. So runners at second and third, and only one out for the Spartans, who trail it, swing and a miss. Again, there's confusion on our end because I know it's the third game of the day, but we just documented. All we can do is try to raise the attention. I don't want to be a troublemaker, but I believe the score is 8-3.
Must have just missed that one.
And the count at 1-1 now from McKeithren to Corbett. Corbett checks her wrist on the mound, gets the ball set, and the pitch from McKeithren fouls it off 1-2. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. The 1-2 pitch, ball low. 2-2. Top half of the third with lots of softball at the Cardinal Invitational. Seven teams made it in Chi-High in their third and final game of the day. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, the call here, WOGO, just after 4:30. The ball misses 3-2. So McKeithren kind of stretching it out here with first base open, potentially Corbett to get on and create the force with only one out, and Superior down by five in our mind, six on the scoreboard. The ball low, and it gets by the catcher, and it allows the runner to advance and score. And so the walk was enough pain, but then salt in the wound was the wild pitch and allowing Gabby Sari to score, making it, they're 8-4, I believe. I don't know how else to report this situation. I mean, it's to the best of our knowledge, it's...
I don't know if anybody's keeping a book or...
I want to check on the Superior side, yeah, too. It's, what's fair is fair, right?
Right. I mean, if you earn it.
Yeah. This girl looks at a called strike and kind of tempting them for first base, Kira Corbett. And there's the throw into center field and allows the runner to score from third. And so, again, the Cardinals choosing to throw there. I don't know. I mean, I guess certainly the safe thing is let her just get second.
Yeah, really what I think what they were hoping to do is to get, you know, a rundown, kind of
right,
like Chippewa did.
But, hey, they didn't even have to worry about the rundown.
Not at all.
So 8-4 or 5, depending on who you listen to. And this one hit in the air, third base side, out of play. For Visker, who singled and scored last time. But again, that's the at-bat in question, right?
It is.
And because, again, we had one out and out on each side of her, and then we had these other batters. I mean, that's what I'd be curious to. It's not even like, it's not even that close. That's the thing I don't get.
No, and I can even picture the play.
And the ball, again, getting away. We've had a number of these now, pitches from McKeithren getting away from Lauren Shepard. And, again, it's just, I think, a tiredness factor entering.
Exactly what I was thinking, that you can tell that this is the third game. Things are not as crisp.
Right, right. 1-2 now to Visker as the Cards cheer on Lake and McKeithren. And fly to left field, Sanborn over there, and she'll make the catch. And throwing it in, and another Superior run on the sack fly. So Maddie Schilling. Or is that Corbett? Corbett, I guess, working our way around. Corbett. Because they've got three in the inning, so they went from 2-5 on the scoreboard, or 3-6 in ours, as the fly out to left and the sack fly RBI, and it brings up Hallie Visker. All right. I'm trying to remember a game where I've had seen a scoring discrepancy go this long, yeah. Because now it's really significant.
Now it's nerve-wracking.
When it's 8-2, now it's 8-5, or is it really 8-6? And that's only the second out. It took the Cards a long time to get that out, as, again, Corbett scored most recently and Schilling previously. A swing and a miss for Hallie Visker, the sophomore. Yeah, Maddie Schilling had scored on the wild pitch, and Kira Corbett then coming around on that sack fly to left field from Avery Visker, the shortstop. Right, it's six. It's six. It is six. I mean, yeah, for sure. What?
Well, she should talk to them.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, well.
I'll touch base with Jim between innings.
Okay, they just changed the scoreboard, though. Now they're just did it back and forth. Am I seeing things?
No, it did say 6 for a second.
Okay.
That's funny.
And they're waiting for the softball in what is an 8-6 game. And yeah, we had somebody.
I think that miss was the one in the second. The third run wasn't up there for a long time.
They're just figuring that
right,
out.
Right. Okay. Justice prevails. Okay. And Hallie Visker now with a 2-2 count against Lake and McKeithren hits it a long foul down the third baseline.
Yeah.
Two balls and two strikes, two out, and for the first time in a while, nobody out. Well, this this third game turned into quite the slugfest, huh? Wow.
It has. It has. It's a good game. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. If you like scoring. This one hit long foul again. Well, Hallie Visker, following in her sister's footsteps, Hallie is at least a right fielder now with Avery, a senior shortstop. But
I think Olivia's ready over
pop.
There.
Yeah.
Taking a few over the foul here in her territory.
So 2-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So there's the strikeout for McKeithrin, but not before Superior scores three and gets things corrected from the second inning. It is 8-6. The Cardinals leading it by two on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Chai leading it 8-6. And hitting from the left side is number 5, Kenneth Johnston. Left field, and it's caught over there by the shortstop, Avery Visker, for out number 1 on the pop-out. So what did Romanowski do her last at bat?
I will tell you.
She Georgia, right here.
Grounded to third.
Okay. All right, so the pop-out to short, one out, and now Sanborn. And again, this is a real offensive battle here as Sanborn, ball one, as she was faking the bunt, or at least indicating. We hear the term slap, and maybe you could explain that a little bit, as there's a ball high 2-0.
Yeah, the... In terms of what leads up to it, they might square kind of to bunt, and then they pull the bat back and slap at the ball.
Yeah.
And so a great place for a slap hit to go is right where the grass and the dirt meet.
And this
the field.
Is a shot up the middle, base hit for Sanborn. So Olivia boosting her average today with that and her second hit in this game. And go back to the first game, actually, and she had two hits in four attempts as well. So. And that brings up number 7, Paige Steinmetz, and she's swinging a hot bat here most recently. She scored twice, a single, and reaching an error on the third baseman, Lewis Terry. Ari Robillard, the pitcher, and there's a smash to left center field and deep for Steinmetz. Out of here, home run for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cards lead it 10-6.
First pitch.
She got it all. Again, we talked about hot hitting Paige Steinmetz. And with one on, she said, I like Ari Robillard's pitch, and looked right for her. And just like that, the Cardinals lead it 10-6. And again, in an offensive game like this, I mean, it's like it's football. I mean, one team scores, are you going to score? And so, and we've seen that today where Superior scored in every inning, and so has the Card, right? Superior scored 2, the Cards came up with 5. Superior scored 1, it took a while to get it up there. But then Chi High came back with 3 to make it 8-3. And then Superior came back with three more to make it 8-6. And now Chai scores two to make it 10-6.
Yeah, they're scoring in every inning. Keeps us hopping. And as we said, it's fun to watch a game like that.
Right. Not for the pitchers, though. The pitchers are like,
a little stressful.
We don't like turning and watching home runs go out of here. But Lauren Shepard and Paige Steinmetz with a home run the other day. And another one has five on the season. Shepard has nine on the year. Hitting from the right side. She's ready to go. There's the ball low to Lauren. Well, you know, and I just wonder in terms of just your overall, like, by playing softball all day. I mean, certainly you get better by doing anything, muscle memory.
Right.
And I think by just, and I know the coaches believe in it, right? Is this idea, I mean, you've got multiple coaches, he fouls it off on the first base side, 2-1, is just, you know, just pouring yourself out, you know, close to the postseason, right? I mean,
right.
It's just you want yourself to ultimately, I mean, you know, the seeding will be this week and then some regular season before the postseason starts, but it's really just making sure your prime game as the foul out to Stratton and Shepard is retired.
Right, it is, and I there's a balance between, you know, because it can become mentally taxing,
okay,
and that's
sure.
where you start to see, I mean, catching is a challenging.
And this one smashed by Burrow, foul down the left field line.
Probably a bad example because that's probably between the battery is your most taxing positions. The rest is more staying in it and being ready for anything. And that, you know, this is a long day to do that. So the nice thing is softball and baseball lend itself to little breaks between each pitch.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to dial it back in for the next pitch.
And that's why you don't do this next weekend, right?
Jared, you and I don't do this.
Right. That's why Jared's talked about he likes this weekend.
Yeah.
And so 0-2 the count now to Michael Burrow after the foul. And the here's the pitch from Robillard. She looks at the ball 1-2. So, again, the two-run homer from Steinmetz, another boost here in the bottom of the third. Nobody running away with the 10-run advantage here. Superior keeping up, and they'd love to beat the Cardinals after losing to them twice earlier. Foul ball down the third baseline. So Burrow stays in there at 1-2. With McKenna Bauer on deck if she reaches. For Superior in the top of the fourth, they'll be coming back to the top of the order with Robillard, DeGraff, and Peeps Johnson. 1-2. Grounded foul again by Michael Burrow. WOGO thanks to all of our great advertisers for making today's broadcast possible, including Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. As they call ball 2-2, call 723-9490 or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Burrow now, 2-2. In the air. Right field side, and it's going to be off the gloves of the second baseman in fair territory, and Burrow to second base. E4 for sure on DeGraff, and it looked like for sure the third out, but we've seen that several times, and it hit the glove and out. We've seen that a couple of different times. And
And they advanced her to third base. I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah. I think the ball went in. It went into beyond the fence.
Oh, you're right.
And so she ran to second, and then the ball went beyond the fence. And so it's an E4 on the hit, and Burrow at third, now 60 feet away from scoring for McKenna Bauer. So
sure,
a break
so
for the Cardinals.
Play, yes.
Ball low.
Yeah, it looked like that hit her, like, meat part
right,
of her glove.
Right,
and then
right.
bounced out. She didn't cover it with her other hand.
But we've seen that, right? Romanowski had one
yes.
in foul territory,
yes.
and I think we had maybe even a third one like that here. And the fastball from Robillard, a called strike, 1-1. So the Cardinals have squeezed out two more runs here in the bottom of the third in this 10-6 offensive slugfest. And looking to get even more now with Burrow at third. And Bauer hits it foul. One ball and one strike to McKenna Bauer with Allie Geist on deck.
And you think about playing the three games, how much of a difference, how much more fresh is Superior than Chi High right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, sure, because it's their second.
Right.
And then they had a game off, right?
Yeah. Right.
There's a ball missing, or at least some contact, 1-2. But again, feeling bad because, I mean, the intention was, I mean, there were supposed to be eight teams here.
Right.
Everybody thought that, believed that, understood that. And
really unfortunate.
Right, right. It's and ball fouled off. And again, if you didn't recognize the last week and talking to Jared, he's like, you know, not a lot of places you can get somebody. I mean, you've got to try to find somebody who's got this weekend open and they've got three, you know, can they get three games on their schedule? I mean, it's just...
Well, that's exactly right.
Are they this kind of a caliber of program?
Right. Yeah, because you don't want to just fill necessarily.
Right, right, right. And there's one to shallow left field, and it's going to be caught out there by Gabby Sarri. But not before the Cards get two on the home run by Steinmetz. Through three at the Cardinal Invitational at Casper. It's Chi-High 10 and Superior 6 on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Friday, May 24th, Chippewa Falls High School presents its 2024 drive-in graduation, exclusively on WOGO Radio. The action starts at 5 p.m. on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com with pomp and circumstance, sports highlights, valedictorian speeches, presentation of diplomas, and the school song, May 24th at 5 p.m. Event schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you to our incredible sponsors, including Post Glass and Mirror, Veritas Steel, and Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Violet Mackawa making her return. She pitched just one inning earlier in the 15-2 rout over Middleton, and she's back for the Cardinals now as we start inning number four. Lakin McKeithra in three innings in the books, and Mackawa uncorks a ball in the dirt to get things going. Tammy, she did have some struggles earlier with control, but again, it sounded like Jared Faraday had told you that they had planned to bring her back.
Yeah, he did. I just asked if she was fine, and he said, oh, yeah, she'll be back in. And so
another ball in the dirt, though, 2-0. Anything you're seeing in terms of her mechanics or anything?
No, you know, it almost seems like it's a release.
Yeah.
Because in the last game, too, she was missing low like that.
And again, it's the 1, 2, and 3 hitters here, Robillard, DeGraff, and Peeps Johnson. And a call strike to Robillard as Mackawa bounces back at 2-1. They've been talking about Mackawa as she worked her way up through middle school. I mean,
yes.
In terms of her abilities. And ball low. Oh, just missed. It's 3-1. Besides just her arm, you can tell she's a fiery competitor.
Yeah.
And just a freshman. Bright future in front of her. Called strike. And she brought it that time.
She
3-1. Challenging Robillard there. Robillard is grounded out to third and walked in. Two trips, officially 0-1. Mackawam high, so ball four. That's her fourth walk in one inning plus here. And the Cardinals with a four-run lead. Don't want to squander that, but again, first walk, and now DeGraff. So Elena DeGraff has twice singled with an RBI and scored once. For Superior, it's been, if you like offense, you're in the right place here on WOGO. And this is a tapper right in front of home plate. It hit home plate, and unfortunate that they're going to call it back because
really nice
Lauren Shepard did fantastic, yeah. And there's my live copy, thank you.
All right, here we go. Good girl, Lauren, when you're ready.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Bunt attempt laid down foul on the third base side. So DeGraff now 0-2.
All right,
0-2.
You know, highly unlikely that she'd lay down a bunt here, because if she did and it was foul, she'd be out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Otherwise, you'd bunt all day.
Right?
And a smash towards Burrow at second. She's going to get it off to Johnson, throw to first, and double play for the Cardinals. The thumbs-up signal to Graff, to Burrow, who gets it to Johnston, to Geist at first, and the 4-6-3 double play. Sweet. Kind of a fired up Shy-Hi dugout.
Yeah.
And now it brings up Peeps Johnson without anybody on deck. And we know one of their power hitters had the two-run homer earlier. But now without anybody on base, and the Cardinals with a four-run advantage. Johnson, the catcher, looks at the ball low. 2-0. Well, that's the huge defense you want behind him. And as much as we were impressed with the Kimberly defense, Ty turning the double play there.
That's something that can really get the momentum coming your way.
Yeah. Ball low. 3-0 from Mackawam. Again, some of the control issues that she had earlier. It's been that kind of day for her.
You can see Shepherd working hard, blocking.
Yeah. And, it'd be nice to get through an inning and see how she can do. There's a called strike, 3-1. Yeah, you know, but what it says is, Tammy, is from one day to the next, one game to the next, like she didn't have these kind of control problems at New Richmond.
Right.
And so that was just 2 days ago. There's a ground ball to third. Romanowski throw over to first, a little bit low, and backhanded by Geist. And so the Cards able to get Superior 1-2-3 with a 4-6-3 double play thrown in. And in the middle of four from the Cardinal Invitational, it's Shy-Hi 10-6 over Superior on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
To the bottom of four we go, and for Chippewa, it's Allie Geist, Emma Mackawam, and Georgia Romanowski. And she's got three hits in this game, three singles, and going back in the last game, reached on an error and she walked, but she had two hits in the first game, so she's got five hits today, and that's huge for the Cardinals to see her bat come alive. I mean, again, ball 1-0 now to Steinmetz. Speaking of come alive, she had the home run in the last inning. Page looks at a called strike, and they'll throw it out to second, and trying to hold the runner is the catcher, Peeps Johnson. One and one is the count to Steinmetz, hitting from the right side. She looks at a ball. They're being careful with her, it seems like. 2-1 now. Bottom of the fourth, 11-6 Cardinals. Again, as we learned in the last game, if you're ahead by 10 or more after 5, the game is over. This is the bottom of the fourth, Cards up only 5. And this is a smash to left field, and it's going to get in there, and Steinmetz is just tearing the cover off the ball all the way to the fence. One is in, and runners at second and third, and it's 12-6. 12-6 as, boy, Steinmetz just in a sweet spot with the swing right now.
She is. She looked a little frustrated after the last game.
Yeah.
Or first game, I should say, today. And she's pulled herself together and regrouped, and it shows.
The ball missing. So, again, we have the home run from Geist, the fly out from Mackawam and Romanowski with two outs, and then it started here with Johnston walking, Sanborn singling, Steinmetz with the double, scoring Johnston. And now Sanborn to third and Steinmetz to second.
All right, here we go, kids, come on.
Foul ball and count 1-1. Trying to get some encouragement for Lauren Shepherd. Lauren singled a couple of times and popped out to first base. What I wanted to get at, that articulation, was just that I think that with sports and baseball in particular, you can really learn about math quite a bit. There's a little blooper into the outfield that's going to get in for a hit. One run is in, the throw to the plate, and here's the tag, and the runner is out. She's out after the single by Shepherd, but the lead run did score, and the Cardinals add another 3 runs in the inning, upping the total to 13. 13-6, Chippewa leading through 4 at the Cardinal Invitational on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A crazy play to end the last inning as, again, with the single from Shepherd. And while Sanborn scored, they tried to bring Steinmetz, and she was thrown out at the plate. And still, the Cards make it 13-6. But aggressive base running.
Aggressive base running, and I was thinking of that she, you know, she popped, Paige popped up, like, whoops. I mean, not even that it was a mistake. She got thrown out. She tried to go around the tag.
Right.
But you do what your coach says at third, and I'm sure she was being sent. And, that's okay. There's a lot to tagging somebody at home. The throw has to be there. The person has to catch the ball.
Yeah.
And the tag has to be applied.
And the excellence that you pursue is really in so many different, in trying to bring it all together, right? And that's what the enjoyment of the game, I would imagine, is all the different facets. And the base running, I think, could probably be overlooked a lot of times. It's a swinging strike one from McElwain, and again, trying to, again, remember, she had 1 inning earlier against Middleton, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. And then she had the 1 inning here, helped by the double play. And now it's Louis Sari, the third baseman, Sari, the left fielder, and Schilling, the center fielder. 33, Louis Sari looks at ball, 1-1.
401.
Louis Sari has flown out to right in her only trip. Is that possible? Yeah. No, she walked and flew out to right. Okay. She walked and flew out to right. 13-6 Chippewa again. Sounds like a football score. 1-2. Cards 15 runs last game and 13 this game. And so you'd have a hard time believing that they only had 1 in the first game today.
Oh.
And the ground ball up the middle. It got by the pitcher and then into the outfield. That's a legitimate single for Louis Sari to start the top of the fifth inning, and Shahai leading it 13-6. Now, if Superior would not score and Shahai would score 3 in the bottom of the fifth, this game, like the last one, would be over. But Superior is going to try to have something to say about that here in the fifth.
Absolutely.
With Sari now, the left fielder. Sari connects off of McElwain into center. Steinmetz gets it in, so first and second and nobody out for the Spartans. And Maddie Schilling now, the junior center fielder who has struck out and singled today, hitting from the left side. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak with you on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Ball fouled, out of play. 0-1 to Schilling. With Kira Corbett on deck, the designated player. And I'll be interested to see, because Avery Visker was not at short anymore. It was Ari Robillard after the pitcher had been brought in. And there's the wild pitch allowing the runners to advance to second and third. So I would say it's safe to say McElwain doesn't have her best stuff today.
No, I have noticed. I guess I look at how hard Lauren is working back there as well.
Yeah. Right. And the pitch. Called strike. 1-2. So that was a fine pitch from McElwain.
Well, it's nice to see her come back with that after
right.
a wild pitch.
Right. And again, she's a freshman. Pitches hard, pitches strong. And this one hit in the air to left field, coming over, and it's going to get in there for a base hit. So a runner at third waited, and now the runners to second and third on the single. I don't know, we can call it a single or a double. I mean, she did get to second, but and there really wasn't much of a throw in.
No.
It was just, it hung in the air for a while.
Right.
So he'll give her a double, I guess. And the run scores, so it's 13-7 now, Chippewa. And nobody out against McElwain. And Kira Corbett now from the right side. Corbett looks at the ball, 1-0. So McElwain started earlier, pitched one inning, and they bring her in after three innings where Lakin McKeithren was able to get the Cards to a 10-6 lead. And checking her swing for a strike. Corbett. Corbett is grounded out to second and also walked. Runners at second and third for Superior. Nobody out. Count 1-1 to Kira Corbett. The pitch, ball low, and a good job by Lauren Shepard that time to stop it from getting away and allowing another run to score. 13-7, Chippewa, still a six-run cushion, but remember Superior did tighten it to 8-6 earlier, and they did have a 2-0 lead way early. There's a ball missing. 2-1 from McElwain to Corbett. Love to get an out here with runners at second and third and no outs. Make it 3-1 now to Corbett. 3-1. Called strike, 3-2. It's just been a laborious day for McElwain.
It really has been.
It's only her third inning, but really, I mean, she's only officially pitched two innings in terms of outs she's gotten.
Right.
And I like the terminology for pitchers are out-getters, and she's having trouble doing that. There's a ball high, take your base. So yet another walk for the Cardinals freshman. Again, she came in the fourth inning and had an initial walk, but then they got the double play that really backed her up, and then this one here now. So it's two walks for McElwain and no strikeouts. And the bases are loaded for number four, Avery Visker. So she stays in, and there's the bunt attempt and a called strike. But I got to say, going back without looking at the frame-by-frame, Tammy, from New Richmond, is a couple of times I think the bases may have been loaded and she got out of it. So there is a sense in which she knows about the pressure, right?
Right, right.
And this one smacked pretty good to the outfield, but soft enough that nobody could get it. Steinmetz retrieves it, and another run scores. It's 13-8. Chippewa's lead cut to 5. Visker with the single and the RBI. So, again, move everybody around. Gabby Sari scores. Second run in the inning for Superior. Schilling to third. Corbett to second. And Visker to first. And it brings up number two, Hallie Visker, the younger sister. And 1-0. So Hallie has popped out to third and struck out. Two runs in, bases loaded, and no outs. That's what really gets your attention, right?
Right, right.
The ball misses 2-0. I mean, hey, you're not excited about the two runs. There's three base runners, but there's no outs. And it's, again, a five-run cushion, but you need to start getting some outs. There's a called strike. She has really labored for those today. Violet McElwain, Vi, the right-hander, looking to find a groove, checking her wrist. 13-8 Cardinal lead. Called strike two. Well, there you go. Back-to-back strikes, rallying from a 2-0 to 2-2 here against the number nine hitter, Visker. With the bases loaded, no room. 2-2. McElwain, the pitch. Grounded foul. And count stays 2-2.
Here we go now. Let's play here.
Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Two runs in for Superior. Cardinals still lead it 13-8. Top half of the fifth in this Cardinal Invitational. Swing and a miss, strike three. There's the strikeout, the first of the day for McElwain, as she gets the sophomore, Visker. And it brings up Ari Robillard, who has been moved to shortstop now after she left after three innings of pitching. She's grounded out to third and walked twice, including once by McElwain. She rips one between short and third. One run is in. Runner will hold at third, and so they're just one at a time. It's now 13-9. Robillard, first ball hitting there, Tammy.
Yeah, she was aggressive. It was a nice line shot. You know, just out of reach of the outstretched hand of Romanowski at third, and that's how you work yourself back into a game, is one single at a time. It doesn't have to be one big hit.
Just a very an offensive show for sure. All right, so only the one out on the strikeout, and now DeGraff, the number two hitter. She's going to stroke one down the third baseline and foul. She hit into the double play last time, which was last inning, after that leadoff walk to Robillard, which was the first hitter for McElwain in this game. She hit into the 4-6-3 double play. One of the high points of the day for Chippewa, of this game for sure. 0-1 to DeGraff. Ball high. 1-1. I don't know. You know, in terms of, you just think in terms of potential relief of McElwain, if need be.
Right.
What direction they might. They've gone Delaney Berg. They've gone. Ball misses. I mean, do you possibly even think, like, I mean, really, Delaney Barrow has been kind of your relief person.
Right. I would think maybe that.
Yeah.
That might be who they bring in.
If need be. I mean, they'd love Violet to continue on here.
Yes.
But
to work through.
Ball misses, 3-1.